Now, if you are a minimalist mama like I am, and you are up for a challenge, my challenge for you is to keep your child's closet under 20 clothing items, not including socks and underwear. Again, because less laundry, and also because they already have their favorite clothes they already wear, so you might as well go ahead and keep it minimal. Hey, homemaker, and welcome back to the Hearty Homemaker Podcast. My name is Brianne, your new mom BFF. I'm a wife, mom, homemaker, and entrepreneur saved by grace, passionate about motivating mamas to step into the calling that God has placed on their lives. I truly believe that God is raising a generation of Proverbs 31 women to lead the way and show what it looks like to not only steward your family and home well, but to also use your gifts and talents to make an impact in the world. On this podcast, you can expect to hear episodes on how to balance your home life and entrepreneurship without sacrificing time with the ones you love most. Some topics include faith, simplifying your home, business decluttering, marketing, and much more. Sounds like your kind of podcast? Then you are totally in the right place. I'm so glad you're here, Mama. Welcome home. Alrighty, homemakers, welcome back to another episode of the Hearty Homemaker Podcast. Friends, I am so excited that you are here today. I know I say that literally every single episode, but the fact you're tuning into today's episode or any of the episodes just makes me super excited. And I'm super excited you're here for today's episode because we are talking all about how to declutter your kids' closet. Now, in part one of the spring cleaning series, we talked all about how to simplify your own closet for the spring. And I had some questions asking, well, what about my kids' closet? So here we are. So in this episode, it's definitely going to be similar to the spring cleaning your closet episode, but we'll cater more towards cleaning your kids' closet because, let's face it, Mama, that can be a challenge all in itself. Kids outgrow clothes so quick, and when we have minimal closets for them, it makes life so much easier because this means less laundry to do, but you know what they have and what fits them. So without further ado, let's go ahead and dive right on into the episode. So as always, make sure to have your three B's nearby, a box, this is your donation box, a bin, this is a bin for storing clothes for the next child, and a bag, this is to trash it. And don't forget to have an awesome cleaning playlist nearby. Again, I listen to 2000s Country. I'll link the Spotify playlist in the show notes, but you can listen to whatever you want to, whatever your favorite playlist is. So first things first, what you're going to do is you are going to start by inspecting the closet. Are there clothes inside that are ripped and torn that you don't plan on repairing? This would be rips in shirts, sweaters, and pants. If yes, go ahead and trash it. Are there clothes with any sort of chewed sleeves? If yes, throw it out and help your child break that bad habit. Now, are there stretched out clothes? Consider going ahead and putting it in the trash. Now, that should take out a little bit of clothes, but the next thing you're going to do is ask yourself these questions, okay? As you're looking at your child's closet, ask yourself, are there clothes inside that my child hasn't worn or has no interest in wearing? If yes, put those in a pile nearby. If no, keep them in the closet. Now look at the closet again. Are there clothes that do not fit your child anymore? If yes, put them in a separate pile. If no, keep them in the closet. Now, look at the closet one more time. Of all the clothes your child wears, which are the ones that they wear the most? The reason why I ask this is a solid 90% of the time, there is a really good chance that your child wears the same clothes over and over again because it's their favorite or the most comfortable on them. Obviously, again, if the clothing item is too small on them and they love that item so much, just go ahead and take it out of the closet. But take their favorite clothes and put them on one side of the closet and the rest go on the other side. So now that we've got that established, my question for you is this. Are there clothes in the closet you have a difficult time letting go of? Because maybe it was gifted to you, or you know that a family member is going to ask if they wear that clothing item. But at the end of the day, your kid doesn't wear that clothing item. If yes, put that in a different pile. because ultimately this is going to be the pile where you are going to bless and release it, okay? So now that we've established the three piles, let's go through pile one, the clothes your child has no interest in wearing or has never worn. So if you know you will not pass down the item to the next sibling, bless and release and put it in the donation box. But what if they might wear it later on? I mean, there is a chance, but if they haven't worn it this long, what makes you think they're going to wear it soon? So with that said, you can do two things with this. First, you can go ahead and put all the clothes in the donation box and just go full send. Or if you're scared to go full send, put the item on a clothing hanger and then put the hanger backwards in the closet. Much like it would stare at you in the face as an adult having a look at it, it also has the same effect on kids. And if they're gonna want to wear it then they'll wear it. Hey, homemaker, I hope you're enjoying today's episode. I wanted to hop in super quick and let you know about a brand new freebie I created for you. You know, lately I have had a ton of people slide into my DMs and messages asking, how do I keep my home clean all the time? So I thought I would share my secret with you. Introducing the Tidy Home Freebie. The Tidy Home Freebie is my exact cleaning routine on how I keep my home clean and sparkly. So to grab your copy of the Tidy Home Freebie, head over to hardyhomemaker.com/tidy or go to the link in the episode's description. Again, the link is hardyhomemaker.com/tidy or go to the link in the episode's description. Now back to the episode. Now on to pile number two, the pile that your child does not fit in these clothes anymore. So as you inspect each item of clothing, are there rips and tears in the clothing that you don't plan on sewing back together? If yes, go ahead and throw it away. Now, do you actually like this item of clothing for your kid? If no, but it is in good condition still, put it in the donation box. Now, can you picture your next child in this outfit, or will it likely be outdated by the time your next child wears it? If it is going to be outdated, just go ahead, bless and release, and put it in the donation box. If you can picture your next child in this outfit, go ahead and put it in the storage bin. Now, last pile, the clothes that you have a hard time getting rid of. So if a clothing item is hard to get rid of because you spent so much money on it, but your child never wears it or outgrew it, just go ahead and donate it or put it in the storage bin for your next child. And if a clothing item is hard to get rid of because a family member or friend has gifted it to you, but you don't like it, or if your child doesn't wear it and doesn't like it, I want you to ask yourself this. Would they want you to feel bad getting rid of this item? If yes, you know, you really need to set some boundaries with that person, but likely they're not going to feel that bad if you were to go ahead and get rid of this clothing item. So just go ahead and bless and release the clothing item and put it in the donation bin. Well, what if the family member asks if the child wears this outfit? Well, then you need to be honest with them because honesty is the best policy. Phew, I know that was a lot, but I hope you are still with me. Now, you might be wondering this question as you're going through all these clothes, and the question is this. Brianne, what if I don't know if I will have another kid? And what if that child isn't the same sex? Should I still store clothes if I don't know if I'll have another child? And friend, this is where I'm going to say you're going to have to use your discernment because complete transparency, I have one child of each, a little girl and a little boy, and with both of my kids, I held on to their clothes. Luckily, with this baby on the way currently, I still have all the clothes this baby needs because I held on to everything of their siblings. However, I know that this isn't the case for everyone. So again, friend, with this one, just go ahead and use your discernment, and if you're pretty sure you might have another, then go ahead and keep it. But if it comes to a place where it's very clear that you will not have another, then that's when you're going to go ahead at that point and donate the clothes to someone who needs it or to your local thrift store. And that's about it, friend. Now, if you are a minimalist mama like I am and you are up for a challenge, my challenge for you is to keep your child's closet under 20 clothing items, not including socks and underwear. Again, because less laundry, and also because they already have their favorite clothes they already wear, so you might as well go ahead and keep it minimal. Now, one last tip I'm going to leave you on from one mama to another. Clothing is not memories. It's just clothes. Yes, your child will wear clothes that you have some of the best memories with them in it. But at the end of the day, the memory is not in the clothing. It's the memory you have on your heart. And if your child has outgrown the clothes they wore, but you have so many memories of them wearing it, go ahead and take a picture of it so you have more chances to look at that photo instead of having it stored in the back of a bin somewhere in the garage or closet that's not being used. And for those extra special clothes that you have the hardest time letting go of, like the ones you brought your baby home in from the hospital or their first outfit, go ahead and store that in a memory bin, especially made for your child. So, I hope this episode helps you on your decluttering journey, mama, and feel free to send this episode to a mama who is going through their kids' clothes for spring cleaning. And as always, if you have any questions about this topic at all, feel free to shoot me a DM over on Instagram at Hardy Homemaker, and I would love to help you out. Decluttering is my specialty. I love it. It's so much fun. I hope you have the most beautiful rest of your week, friend, and until next time, I'll chat with you soon. Thank you so much for listening to the Hardy Homemaker podcast. For resources and materials, head over to hardyhomemaker.com. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend, or better yet, leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts so that more mamas can find this podcast and live a simpler lifestyle too. Who knows? You might even have your review highlighted at the beginning of one of the next podcast episodes. As always, I am praying for you, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your week. Until next time, I'll chat with you soon.